1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. It's also your home for the best well-lit studio.
Every week.
In the Midwest.
Oh, my gosh.
And voice for companion animals, Robin Mays, is here with your adorable, adoptable pet of the week.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Windblown. How are you?
Oh, the wind is too much. How did we do on Saturday?
We did really, really good. Close to, with all of the food, over 1,000 pounds, and then a bunch of cleaning supplies and donations. So it was a really good day. It was a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
With the different, Dogs on the Run food truck. We had Lori from GI Trivia. We had Laura and Fransman, and then all the...
You had the karaoke guy from Upper Deck. It was an action-packed, star-studded Saturday.
It was, and the volunteers came out and rocked it, so I was kind of off in a corner talking to a foster and seeing how Coda was doing, which he was doing great.
Yeah,
and
what a beautiful dog.
It was... They handed out a lot of bandanas and water bottles, I think, and we still have a few left. So, next up.
Who's the adorable adoptable this week?
If she looks familiar, this is Mama Molly.
That's Molly. I thought it was Molly. Hey, Molly.
And
do you stop sniffing the floor? Do you remember me? Molly.
And the highlights are that she has, it doesn't matter how we try and keep her clean, she loves to run out and throw herself on the, there you go. Throw herself on the ground and roll around upside down.
Oh, you're just having
fun.
There we go.
That's
Look
doing
at
it
you.
Again.
Look at you.
Molly's
just having fun.
She's stressed. Can you tell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, laying there.
Laura reached out and started petting her, and Molly just hits the ground.
Flop.
Bob, give me my show me my tummy. Rub my tummy.
That's fantastic.
Rub my tummy.
Not shy about loving the attention.
No, and she didn't get to come on Saturday because we were focusing on a couple of the others that need a home. And so she went on a sleepover, and she did great at the sleepover with the other two resident dogs. And they played and played and played. So Sunday when she came back to the building, she slept and slept and slept.
Yeah, just like my kids used to.
Molly,
look at that.
Molly is the black and tan dog with the worried eye look.
Yes.
Still with the breasts out. How long does that last?
That's going to be like that. That's how
forever?
I know that she was a nursing mom, that she actually had a litter, yeah.
I thought that went away when they were done nursing.
No. They were way worse before.
Oh, yeah. She's gotten her postpartum body back.
Yeah, this is her... It's all about me now, Molly.
Is the bandana big enough to cover that, or?
Oh, stop it.
She needs about a
skirt.
A beach towel.
A midriff.
Yes.
A little sarong. We can put a couple of them together and make a little sarong.
Molly is practically on her back right now. Paws in the air, enjoying the attention.
Getting the attention.
Oh, yeah.
What's the breed?
When we had her DNA tested, she was a Australian cattle dog pit mix.
She's beautiful.
And so, which means she's super smart, smarter than a lot of people, but super smart, and she tries to read you when you talk to her.
Present company excluded, of course.
Of course. No, I remember you saying this about Molly, that she reads you to find out where you are.
Yeah, where you are, what is it that you are wanting? And then in return, those of us who have been working with her since December, we know what she's thinking and what she wants to do.
Aww.
And whatever you do, do not say the word W-A-L-K.
Really?
Or R-I-D-E.
Oh,
she knows those words.
And now she's starting to know S-O-N-I-C.
S-O-N. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The tater tots are spectacular.
Hers is corn dogs and chicken nuggets. So we need to back off a little bit so she keeps her girlish figure. But yeah, you can't even do that because she'll know what you're doing. And if you grab or look like you're going to grab a leash... She's at the door bouncing like crazy.
That's amazing. So not all animals have a
No.
Command of that recognizing vocabulary, right?
No, it's they.
She's smart.
I can't remember the exact age, but the scientists that be say that a dog has like a grade school type child equivalency, but some are just a little bit higher, and she's definitely a little bit higher.
Molly's definitely higher. Smarter than my ex-wife, I tell you.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I said that.
Waking up with Fran's Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Oh, if you're interested in seeing Molly again, this dog is just so special.
She is.
Go to Voice for Companion Animals, or actually the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Laura's taking some good pictures of Molly with the Pro-Team Design bandana on. Pro-Team Design, designing your dream into reality for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes, superior service, Pro-Team Design. Check them out on Facebook. Or their website has plenty of pictures to show you all that they can do. ProTeamDesign.com.
She's so relaxed.
Thank everybody who came out on Saturday for our supply drive.
It was good.
And could we have had a nicer
day? No, I mean, and I don't know if you or Fransman were in charge of the weather, but kudos. That was good.
Oh,
I'm in charge of that.
Oh, wait, yeah. Kudos, because it wasn't.
I ordered it up.
You know, and in the spring, it's like, okay, you never know what to dress for because it's 30, 40 when you get there. And then
we routinely have a 30 to 40 degree difference between the time the sun rises and the afternoon.
Yeah. And when
40 degrees, that's pretty major.
And when we loaded up, it was after afternoon. It was okay. Time for need to put my t-shirt on and
hot. Yes. And our poor puppy that was holding the sign out by the street.
That would be Richter.
Yeah.
He did great.
He did a great job.
Fantastic. The alter ego, yes.
That had to be a little hot.
Oh, my gosh. And he's done it in a lot warmer weather than that. And, yeah, it's not comfortable. So imagine being an animal, wearing your own fur coat and being in that 24. Oh, yeah. No way.
That's why cats like to lay in the bathtub or the sink, because that porcelain is nice and cool.
Well, and I have a dog that'll just sit right on the register at home when the AC is on. So that just is our PSA for the upcoming summer season is pay attention, plenty of water, shade.
The same way. Elementary, when you're at the beach, you take your shoes off and the concrete is burning your feet. Think about that.
They're poor little paws, yeah. So she is just so beautiful, though. She's so relaxed. She didn't jump on any of us when she walked in here. She just kind of just calmly
There's no awkward, inappropriate licking.
No.
This is a fantastic animal.
Yes. She's a good
girl. She's so quiet.
She's a good girl. How is she with other dogs?
Right now she is the emotional support dog for Cleo, the Cavalier, because she was needing to learn that people weren't scary.
Oh.
So she hangs out with her. She goes out with her. She's teaching her potty training and all that. So Molly is earning her keep at the building as far as working with some of the scared dogs. So, and she played great in foster care with pit mix and an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, okay. So she's not a freeloader. She earns her keep.
No, I think she earns her keep pretty well. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. You good girl.
And she knows she's probably going to get something after this. We'll probably just...
Oh, yes. And then she's got ears that are like satellite dishes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
All the better to hear you with.
Yes.
Getting to see a picture of Molly in the blog section of theisland.com, Voice for Companion Animals. Robin Mays with the adorable adoptable pet of the week. Hey, thanks again for everything that you do.
Absolutely. Thanks again. We have a great time every time we come. So we appreciate your support.
And let me ask you this. You got a few of these bandanas left?
We do.
Maybe you got a new plan for those for Go Big Give
We have an event April 27th with our friend Lori from GI Trivia.
Fantastic.
So... I wish I would have had more time to talk to her on Saturday, but it was a little bit busy.
Yeah.
And on events like that, you know, it's easy to be like easily distracted by shiny objects. So you're kind of flitting all over, so I didn't really get to talk to her much, which I like to do. I like, you know, she's always thinking. You can see it. She's always thinking about something.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to talk to her much. But, yeah, we're with her on April 27th, Saturday night.
So if you didn't get a chance to get your bandana, there's still a chance.
There's still a chance.
You're saying there's still a chance.
Quit your jibber jabber. Waking up with Franz Man, One Man Party in the morning on the island.